and welcome to our Purium Health Products Wednesday Consumer Education Conference Call Series. My name is Amy, and I'll be your moderator tonight. And we also have with us on the line David Sandoval. He's an author and nutritional expert. So, David, thank you for being with us. Welcome. Are you with us on the line?
I definitely am, and appreciate you being with us tonight. I noticed that we have a pretty large audience as well, so I think that people are interested to know exactly why this thing that they've been selling to us called vitamin C is actually a huge lie, a big fraud, and really the wool has been pulled over our eyes for far too long.
Absolutely, and if you go anywhere this time of year, in the drugstore, in the grocery store, in magazine advertisements on TV, you're hearing vitamin C, vitamin C, vitamin C, and you're seeing that advertised everywhere as a way to, they're implying to ward off and prevent the flu. So let's talk about that tonight. Let's talk about what you just mentioned, you know, why is vitamin C the biggest fraud? Pretty much we've seen in the arena of nutritional supplements.
Well, I think the reason why is because there is, there is a huge amount of money that has been made by the pharmaceutical industry, really, who are the ones that make USP ascorbic acid. And over 90%, 99% probably, of all the vitamin C sold in America is not, in fact, vitamin C. It is a imitation. It is like a photocopy of a dollar bill. It looks the same, but you can't spend it. And what I mean by that is that vitamin C is composed of a complex. They call it the vitamin C complex, which means that it is part bioflavonoid, part nutrient, and part antioxidant. It has three components to it, much like a tricycle. Well, ascorbic acid is only one wheel on that tricycle. Ascorbic acid is the antioxidant portion of vitamin C, but most people need the nutritive portion of vitamin C and the bioflavonoid portion of vitamin C. And no amount of scientific finagling, wrangling, or concocting can recreate that perfect trio of elemental nutrients that we call vitamin C.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I was reading, one article put it that when you look at the whole scheme of the vitamin C complex, you see bioflavonoids, like you mentioned, you see enzymes, you see organic copper, which is,
mineral content,
as well as those other kind of nutritional factors or cofactors you were talking about, like things like P, J, and K, and they make up the bulk of this whole thing that we're calling vitamin C, and the ascorbic acid portion of it is almost like the protective wrapper.
That's right.
Like it contains it all, protects it.
Mm-hmm. And because nature uses vitamin C as a preservative, and so the ascorbic acid, as a preservative, it's an antioxidant and stops it from decomposing, so it will be available to your body. Now, why would you take the shell and eat the shell of an egg when all the shell is doing is protecting the yolk and the white? You see what I mean?
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And so we're eating the protective coating, but not what it is there to protect. And so you're absolutely right. So what most people don't know is that the ascorbic acid that you're eating is actually a chemical composition. It is not extracted from food. It is created through hydrochloric acid being added to corn syrup. And this creates a whole host of issues, which Amy and I will talk about as the night progresses. And so the greatest fraud ever perpetrated upon, the nutrition industry, with the exception of calcium for osteoporosis, which you all are aware of. If you're not, then please do go to our website and read about that. But what happened is the gentleman named Albert Saint-Georges actually discovered an antioxidant and a nutrient called vitamin C. And when they synthesized that nutrient through a person who worked for him, whose name was Linus Pauling tried to synthesize the nutrient that Albert Saint-Georges had discovered, but he was unable to. He was only able to synthesize ascorbic acid. But the pharmaceutical industry, they actually convinced the government to let them sell the shell as a whole egg. They convinced them to let them sell the antioxidant portion of vitamin C, be sold as if it was the nutritive portion of vitamin C, a 100% lie. And so if you ever go into a health food store and you go to buy vitamin C, if it in any way says ascorbic acid or USP vitamin C, if it does not list the source of vitamin C as a food, then you are getting a chemical concoction that is a poor imitation of and nowhere near what your body needs, which is true vitamin C. So, Amy, what exactly is the product that we call C from Nature?
Well, the product that we call C from Nature is a proprietary blend of the most potent whole food sources of natural vitamin C. So, again, natural vitamin C, the way it is found in nature, not composed in the laboratory. And
now, most people don't believe that you could get enough vitamin C from food, but they're wrong. Would you tell them about these amazing ingredients?
Well, absolutely. We've got several ingredients here that, again, are the highest naturally occurring fruits containing vitamin C. So the first is the amla berry, which is an ancient Indian berry, also known as amalaki. It's been used in Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years, and amalaki is a source of vitamin C that's 12 times more assimilable than synthetic ascorbic acid. So that means your body's going to utilize it 12 times better than the chemical vitamin C. So that means if you are taking, if you want to take 1,200 milligrams of ascorbic acid because you think that's what you need to get your immune system where it needs to be or whatever, you can take 100 milligrams of this whole food natural vitamin C. So,
and what's amazing, Amy, is that this amalaki that you're describing, it was used for 5,000 years as like the most revered herb in all of Ayurvedic medicine, but they never knew the reason why it was such a powerful healer. But now we do.
Absolutely, absolutely, because of the naturally occurring vitamin C in it. And they used it primarily as a medicine to prevent aging in Ayurveda or in the ancient Ayurvedic medicine. So amalaki is a wonderful anti-aging product as well.
Definitely. Now, we do draw from cultures all over the world. We know that the amalaki comes from, you know, herbology that was trusted and for thousands of years in India, but the South American Indians and the Ashaninka tribes and others, they actually went into the rainforest and found some other foods that they used as herbs to heal for thousands of years, just like they did in India, and it's pretty much the same story. They never knew that the active ingredient was actually vitamin C.
Right, and that would be the camu camu you're talking about, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, camu camu, it has over 100 times the amount of vitamin C per gram than an orange does. So most of us think, oh, I want some vitamin C, I need to eat some citrus, an orange. And the camu camu fruit has over 100 times that gram for gram than an orange.
Wow, and again, this has been a revered herb for, you know, hundreds of years in the Amazon, used by the native healers from the various tribes like the Ashaninkas. Now, in Europe,
I just wanted to point out real quick, to digress on this, but the camu camu has been used historically, again, in relation to the immune system, but it's also, here's another parallel, that the ancient people used it for maintaining beautiful skin. So again, we're seeing this over and over in these ancient cultures. They're using it as an anti-aging product as well.
That is amazing. It truly is, because we know that the bioflavonoids are phenomenal for the skin. Now, we were talking about Europe, and in Europe, there was a traditional use as well, and in Africa, of a couple of other ingredients that were, you know, in my opinion, probably pretty well known to most people as a source of vitamin C, because we see a lot of the vitamin C products on the market say, you know, with acerola, right? And you think, well, that means that it must be, you know, really, you know, the vitamin C comes from acerola, but it's not true. What they do is they put a tiny bit of acerola in there. It's almost like a pixie dust, just so that they could put it on the label. But if you look at where all of their vitamin C comes from, it is synthetic ascorbic acid. But the truth is that acerola berries, they're a type of cherry, that the acerola cherry, when properly processed and concentrated, is one of the highest natural sources of vitamin C that exists in nature. And, you know, Amy, you ever notice that deer will go over to your rose bushes? People who live in the country know this, and they'll eat all of the little nubs from the rose. And that's one of those things where we could observe animals and probably learn from them, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, because the rose hips, basically that's the part that's left after all the petals have fallen off of the rose. The bloom. It has over 60 times more vitamin C than citrus fruit, and it's extremely rich in bioflavonoids. And so, as we all know, bioflavonoids are vital to build and strengthen the body as well as the vascular system, all the little blood vessels and capillaries.
Definitely. And these four foods stand head and shoulders above all other foods. These foods can be up to 5 to 7% naturally occurring vitamin C. To put that in perspective, an orange could be between 0.25% to 0.5%. A spinach or a hot pepper might be between 0.5% and 1%. And so these are the superfoods, the superstars of vitamin C from nature. And, you know, it's very important that we understand the importance of getting nutrients from food. And I think that could be illustrated by the fact that there are things that we have not yet discovered in food. So if we say, pick a blueberry, and we go, you know what's good about blueberries is this single thing that we identified. So let's extract it from the blueberry so we could give it to people. Well, do you know that it may be that there were three other things in the blueberry that actually allowed that active component to work, and that once you take that active component out and isolate it, it's like taking a quarterback off of the football team and expecting him to throw a pass. He doesn't have a receiver. He doesn't have anybody to block for him. And so he's just one person, and he no longer is a team. The nutrient is a team, and you cannot break it down and take one individual part and expect it to do the job of the entire team.
Absolutely, and I just also wanted to point out that we include citrus bioflavonoids, which are another, food-based source in the vitamin C complex and the whole food vitamin C, and the bioflavonoids help our body assimilate, break down, and utilize the other parts of the vitamin C. So it's very necessary, you know, to have them together. And citrus bioflavonoids have been studied to help create collagen. So again, helping with beautiful skin, helping with the whole anti-aging theme along those lines as well.
You're right. And many people think that the benefits of vitamin C are just to boost the immune system or to reduce, you know, the severity of colds or flu. But the truth of the matter is that vitamin C actually helps do a lot of other things like lower cholesterol, strengthen your eyes, strengthen your heart, give you energy. Vitamin C makes your skin wrinkle-free, or it helps keep your skin plump and good-looking. Vitamin C protects your liver. Vitamin C protects your tendons. Vitamin C does so many different things in your body that it's simply the fact that they sold it as an antioxidant is almost a joke. And so the potential benefits, there's a very, very long list of those potential benefits. But why don't we talk about the potency of this vitamin C, and then maybe we'll tell that little story about scurvy.
Sure. Well,
how much should somebody take, and how much vitamin C do they get in each serving?
Well, we suggest that people take 3 to 9 capsules per day. And you know what? I don't.
Well, I can help you out. Every 3 capsules provides 110% of the recommended daily amount of vitamin C. And so I personally believe that you should, you know, use 3 capsules a day. And then once in a while, on those rare occasions when you're feeling run down or need a little extra, you could push that up to 6 or 9 in a day with a completely, you know, very, very safely. But Amy and I have a favorite story that we like to tell that sort of illustrates the difference between, you know, this synthetic vitamin C and a natural vitamin C. Do you want to wait till the end and tell that story, or would you like to lay that on them now?
Sure, yeah. Why don't you talk about the scurvy story now?
Okay, well, Amy, if we could be my play along with me here, what is scurvy?
Scurvy, I believe, is the lack of vitamins. It's an illness caused by the lack of vitamin C.
Okay, and who in history, who did we remember typically got that scurvy?
It was the sailors, the people on ships for long periods of time.
That's right. Well, the thing is that let's say that you, Amy, were on a ship for a long period of time, and you know, and for some reason, you know, you didn't have any fruit on there, so you came back and you've got these sores in your mouth and your joints ache, and so you go to the doctor and you say, hey, you know, I'm not feeling good, and he says, well, wow, you know, you've got scurvy, and you say, well, wow, what's that? And he says, well, that's a deficiency of vitamin C. And you say, well, what should I do? And he says, well, you need to dramatically increase the amount of vitamin C in your diet, starting right now. And so you go, okay, doc, and you leave the office and you go down dutifully to your local health food store. You go into the person and you say, I really need a potent vitamin C, right? You want to reverse your scurvy, right? What are they going to give you?
They're going to give you ascorbic acid, probably.
And a pretty high potency, too, right? 500, 1,000 milligrams a serving?
Exactly.
But we know that the USRDA is only 60 milligrams a serving, but you really want to reverse that scurvy, Amy. You just want it gone.
Exactly.
So you're like, I'm not taking one serving, right?
Right. I'm going to take up to, you know, 5, 6, 10 servings, 10, you know, times the amount of the USRDA.
Yeah, but one serving is already 10 times the amount. So you're going to take 5 servings. You're not taking 50 times the RDA of vitamin C. Because what do those doctors know anyway, right? So what do those nutritionists know anyway? You got to need more is always better. So how long, then, is it going to be before your scurvy goes away?
I don't think it's ever going to go away.
That's right.
Ascorbic acid.
That's right, because, see, scurvy isn't a deficiency of the antioxidant vitamin C. Scurvy is a deficiency of the nutrient vitamin C. And so if you don't take whole food vitamin C, you'll never reverse scurvy. But wait a minute. We recommend you take between 3 and 9 capsules a day. And I just said that if there's a condition that you really, you know, are worried about, that you might want to take the higher end. But I want to ask you, what if you only took 2 capsules of C from nature? That would be about 50 or 60% of the USRDA of vitamin C. How long before your scurvy went away then?
Really quickly.
About 1 week to 10 days, completely gone, taking half of what they say you need every day. You see, whole food nutrition does an amazingly efficient and powerful job in the body. And even taking half of a serving of C from nature will reverse scurvy, whereas taking 10 times a serving of ascorbic acid will never reverse scurvy. And if you have people who doubt whether or not whole food nutrition is real, that story will illustrate it very, very easily. Now, most people know that vitamin C is an important nutrient to help build our immune system. What they don't know is that synthetically mixed vitamin C will never help you, and now you do know. Okay. Now you do know that there are fruits available that do contain enough naturally occurring vitamin C to dramatically impact your health. And the story about scurvy is just one of those interesting facts. But Amy has actually a couple more things that she would like to share with us.
Well, I just wanted to point out today is that, or point out that most people are not suffering with scurvy as we knew it back, you know, in the 13, 14, 1500s. We're not suffering with that kind of scurvy because our diet is much more improved and well-rounded. But what we are suffering with is what's called subclinical scurvy. It means we have the problem, but it's to a lesser extent that it can't be clinically diagnosed as scurvy. So if you experience bleeding gums, if you experience, there's several other rashes, things like that, but bleeding gums or
eczema, things like that,
bleeding around your cuticle areas, on your fingernails and toenails, that could be signs of subclinical scurvy. So it is something that that we do need to be concerned about as well, and that's why just supplementing your nutritional regimen with 3 capsules a day of CPD is just a great thing to do to ensure that you're getting that recommended dosage of whole food, all natural vitamin C in your diet on a daily basis.
Definitely. That's such an amazing point to make. It's almost like borderline anemia.
Exactly.
People don't realize they have it.
Actually, people that are anorexic, that's another sign
Anemic is
what I'm trying to say, is another sign of subclinical scurvy.
Now, we've said that we've gathered some interesting facts, so let's just go ahead and share some of those with you. That amla fruit that we're talking about, you know, we're talking about it as being having vitamin C, but did you know that in traditional Ayurvedic medicine, they used it to reverse anemia, asthma, bleeding gums, diabetes, colds, chronic lung disease, hyperlipidemia, which is high cholesterol in a way, yeast infections, scurvy, and cancer. Those were all things that the ancient Ayurvedic practitioners used amla for. Now, acerola has been known to reduce inflammation and to prevent and treat upper respiratory infections, to stimulate the immune system, and act, of course, as an antioxidant as well. There are some other interesting facts I know that Amy can share with us as well.
Well, the kamu berry is a source of phosphorus. It's a source of calcium, potassium, iron, and the amino acids serine, valine, and leucine. Many have used this kamu to support their immune system in ancient culture, to maintain excellent eyesight, to create beautiful skin, and help maintain optimal clarity of the mind in times of stress or in times when you're very anxious. It's a great source of antioxidants, like we talked about, and it also acts as an antiviral agent. In studies of botanicals, kamu ranked the top related to 12 common ailments that included colds and migraine headaches.
Awesome. And we have some other, you know, information about rose hips. They, you know, as their name implies, they come from the rose plant. And rose hips have been used as a source of nutrition for centuries, and they also contain other vitamins like vitamin E and K and B vitamins, riboflavin, and folate. So each of these ingredients has additional benefits that go above and beyond simply providing, a relief from subclinical vitamin C deficiency or subclinical scurvy. I know that Amy has one important announcement to make, and I don't know when she wants to make it, but we wanted to put a 48-hour special on this vitamin C product. And the reason why is because, A, it's very inexpensive. B, every household should have it. It's one of the things that you need to take all the time. Most households do have vitamin C, but it's the wrong type. We want to give you the opportunity to take advantage of our special, to stock up, and to switch over from the vitamin C you've been taking. Throw it out because it is not good for you. And remember that this corn syrup is a highly genetically modified substance. So you don't want to take it for that reason as well. So get rid of your current ascorbic acid, replace it with C from nature, and Amy has a very, what I think, a generous special to offer to all of those who are listening tonight who are willing to place their order within the next 48 hours. Am I right about that, Amy?
Absolutely. We do have a special going on starting now. You can access it online, or you can call us here tomorrow and during the day on Friday at customer service. If you purchase one bottle of Sea from Nature, the large size, the 270-count bottle, we're going to throw in absolutely free a 90-count bottle of Sea from Nature. So you can keep the big one at home and perhaps take the little one to the office, or keep it in your purse with you at all times. So again, if you buy one bottle of the 270-count, the large size of Sea from Nature, we're going to give you the small size, the 90-count, absolutely free. And again, as Dave mentioned, this special runs for a 48-hour time period. It'll actually, a little bit over 48 hours. It'll run through midnight on Friday night. So please order online or call in at customer service. If it's not during office hours during that time, please leave a message, and we will phone you back on Monday. But the special does end Friday at midnight, so please leave a message prior to Friday at midnight, and we will phone you back to take your order if we have missed you.
Awesome. Well, you know, we promised people that we would have this wrapped up by half past the hour, and we did a darn good job. I do have my favorite story that I want to tell about vitamin C. It'll just take 2 minutes, if that's okay.
Sure.
Well, it's my story about who the original vitamin C salesman is. And every time I do a lecture, I say, I'm going to give a prize to the person, not every time, but oftentimes, I say, I want to give a prize to the person who knows who the original vitamin C salesman was. And nobody ever gets it right. And the answer is Amerigo Vespucci. Now, Amerigo Vespucci, you might remember, was an Italian explorer who was credited with discovering the west coast of South America. And in theory, he named the Americas, were then named after him, Amerigo, the Americas. Well, the truth is that that story is wrong, and I'm going to straighten it out for you a little bit. Amerigo Vespucci found out that sailors were suffering from scurvy, and he began to create a business of selling dried fruit to sailors, because otherwise the only source of vitamin C they had were the potatoes that often got rotten during the trips overseas. And so he began to sell the vitamin C, not knowing it's vitamin C, but dried fruit to the sailors, and he got so good at it that he ended up hiring many other people to help him sell it as well. He made so much money, he leased a fleet of ships and went off to explore the New World, where upon landing on the west coast of what we now know as South America near Ecuador, he met a peoples who identified themselves as the Americas, which was a band of Indians that lived in that time in that location. And so he came back and he said he had discovered the land of the Americas, which they then named America. And it was just a coincidence that his name was Amerigo, and they were certainly not named after him. A little lesson in history, a footnote, if you would. But nonetheless, it takes us back to the answer, who was the original vitamin C salesman, and that is Amerigo Vespucci.
Awesome little tidbit of history there. So,
or not.
Well, as we all know, vitamin C is very, very important, but the most important thing to know is don't be fooled by what you're seeing advertised on TV. Don't be fooled by the big pharmaceutical companies and pay what they are creating for pennies. Pay big bucks for it, and it actually could be hurting you. So get a whole food version of vitamin C. Eat more vitamin C-containing foods. If you feel like that you're not getting a sufficient amount of those foods in your diet, supplement with C from Nature. It's an amazing whole food vitamin C source that you really will feel, and you can really tell a difference.
It definitely is. C from Nature is the only compound made from this wide variety of amazing vitamin C-rich fruits. It doesn't have any binders, fillers, or excipients. It comes in an easy-to-take capsule, and this is perfect for the entire family. People always say, what should I give my kids? Please give them C from Nature. You definitely will not be sorry. And remember, this is cold and flu season, and we definitely have the Virisher and the Immunomax, but those are, you know, those are specialty products. Vitamin C, that's something everybody knows, everybody understands, and everybody really should experience. So, Amy, I just want to say thank you. You did a fantastic job tonight presenting the information and preparing. I want to thank everybody who's been with us tonight. We ended up having, believe it or not, one of the biggest crowds we've had of the year after a very slow start. So thank you all. You've learned to come in at the last minute, which is okay. So, Amy, any final words? I want to leave it to you, but I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who is out there tuning in tonight. We are really, really happy that you were able to join us tonight. We hope you'll join us next week again when we continue this quest to educate you and make you a extremely knowledgeable nutritional counselor for your friends and for those who rely upon you.
Awesome. Well, again, I just wanted to restate the special. If you buy one large bottle, the 270-count capsules of Sea from Nature, we are going to give you a free bottle of the 90-count capsules. So the small size bottle, absolutely free. That's about a month's supply if you're taking three capsules a day. So again, buy that large one, keep it at home, take the little one to work, and that's a really, really good deal. So please take
it. It's an extra 33%. My incredible mathematical mind figured that out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dave, for all the great information as well. And we will be back with you next week. And I hope everyone has a wonderful week till we talk to you then.
Awesome. Thanks again, everybody. And once again, if you have any questions for me or our naturopathic doctor, you just go ahead and give us a call if you have anything that you would like clarified. And you can also email in to info@phborder.com, and we will answer you promptly. Any questions that come in through info@phborder.com, the answer will then be posted on our frequently asked questions. So please do go there. You may find some answers that you've been looking for. So once again, Amy, fantastic job, and thank you so much to everybody who joined us this evening.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.